This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. I had a 7-day strike on this channel for a video that I uploaded last weekend, and I will probably have another strike on this channel, which will be a 2-week ban. Now, for those of you that don't know where I'm uploading, I can't say it in this video because this is probably going to be one of those videos that gets reviewed manually by a human being here at YouTube. So I'm not looking to have them on my trail, but I want everybody out there to see this video. This is a website exclusive video. This is the type of content I have over on the website. This is stuff that I would be uploading over here, but I know that these videos will get a strike. And people out there want me to upload these videos here. I understand, but this is the world we live in now. So these videos like this on the subject, like the subject I'm going to speak of in this video, are all available over on the website exclusively for $2.99 a month. And that is because I have to put up a paywall because so many people stalk and troll and whatever. They think I actually care, but the simple fact of the matter is they are obsessed with me, a lot of these people that try to get all my work taken down, and that's perfectly fine. They're psychotic, they're unhinged, and when crap hits the fan and I see these people, I'm going to give them a hug. Yeah, you catch my drift. But anyway, this video is only going to be up probably for a little bit before they get a wind of it and take it down. So anybody out there who likes to share my content, I know there's tons of channels that pretend to be me. There's tons of channels that share my work. A lot of them pretend to be me. I think you all know the ones I specifically upload on. I'm fine with people sharing my work. I don't appreciate people pretending and using the name because then people think that I'm, you know, that's me. And then they pretend. There's all sorts of weird stuff. But if you are going to share this video on your channel, you have my permission to do so. But please leave a link to the website with the instructions to join the website or anywhere else that I might be if people want to find me and my work. So again, watch this while you can. This is in its entirety. People need to see this. The only reason I'm risking a strike is because people need to see this, how this is scripted, how people who are victims, have family members who are victims, are saying the same talking points as the military is using the same talking points. It's all via a script so that they could beat this mind control into your brain. So here's the video in its entirety. Watch while you can and make sure you join and check out the website at callforanuprising.com if you haven't yet. Enjoy.
YouTube says it has had enough of vaccine misinformation on its site.
And false stories from phony sites to run circles around major news outlets.
Many people don't know the difference between something real and something created to deceive them.
Open your eyes.
If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is a call for an uprising.
This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show, exclusively here on acallforanuprising.com. This potentially is a video that I might put up on one of many of my YouTube channels. So if you're hearing it over there, this is a video that's exclusively for the website, but I may upload it knowing that this will get a strike, because it will get a strike. I'll decide that in the next couple of days when one of my strikes goes away so I can actually upload it over there. But I want everybody to see this. This is some of the most ridiculous. This is Sinclair Broadcasting on steroids. I've gone through all the clips just from this week that I could possibly get my hands on that use the same line. Oh, you know, people are referencing this as 9/11. This is 10 times worse than 9/11. Just like I talked about a few days ago, the talking point, as soon as I heard it, I knew it would be a talking point. And I notice a lot of you have seen it now in the forum. This talking point will be the Holocaust talking point. We will not hear the end of this. And I'll show you how this is so sickly formulated from luring in so-called parents of people who were killed and slaughtered in Israel who have the time to show up on national TV. Just imagine you have a 20-year-old daughter who goes to a concert and gets murdered by some type of Islamic group. And then a few days later, you decide to what? Call NBC up and say, you know what? I want to get on NBC. You don't cry while you're on the air. And you use the same talking points as the military generals, as the United Nations, as Fox News, as NBC, ABC. Oh, there's no way you're a plant. You all just happen to think of the same exact quote and just repeat it. Or is that, you know, like I say with the Wayne's World effect? You tell a friend, and they tell a friend, and they tell two friends, and so on and so forth.
Well, you know how these things start. One guy tells another guy something, and then He tells two friends, and they tell two friends, and they tell their friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. You know how these things go.
That effect right there is how this all works. You constantly hear the lie. You hear it repeated to you over and over. Sometimes you're not even consciously listening. And then you go out and repeat the lie. That's how we are in the situation we're in. That's how these people have control over the masses. And that's why you're going to hear zombies in your life repeat that. But you can pull them out of it by showing them things like I'm about to show you. Here's a compilation from all the mainstream media. And this is just within, we're in under a week of this happening. It's literally been 4 days since I picked this whole thing started. And the narrative's only been out there for 2 to 3 days of the 9/11's comparisons. Listen to all these people, same people in some spots showing up all over the place. Keep an eye on the UN head, Gilad Erdan. And I have to play you this clip before I show you the compilation. Just look at this guy. This guy is one of, I just saw this guy for the first time. He's got to be one of the biggest scumbags, sleazebags I've ever seen in my life. He's telling us that they're going to obliterate, they're going to wipe out Gaza. If we don't stand with them, we need to be eliminated too. Anyone who speaks against it, anyone who speaks against them destroying the Palestinians deserves to be destroyed as well, because they need to show support only for Israel. Anyone who posts online, can't believe the stuff going on with Twitter and all these crazy things, including this clip I'm going to show you, because I was cracking up. You could see this guy holding back a laugh. He shows an old woman holding a machine gun or whatever it is, an assault rifle, posing with the jihad, which shows you how fake this is, okay? Fake, because Hamas guy, I call him Hummus on YouTube, obviously, so I'm going to say Hummus here because I'm going to forget where what's going, but Hummus, you think the Hummus guy, right? Take that algorithm. You think he was just went up to this old woman, he's like, I want to take a picture before I kill her and put it up on my Instagram account. This is all for more internet control over what people post, et cetera, et cetera. And this is just a giant middle finger to all the zombies out there that believe the constant regurgitation of them talking about innocent women being killed and children being killed. You hear it 9,000 times per interview with any one of these people because they've been programmed to say it because they know that good people with good souls will fall for their deception. But listen to this and watch him hold back a laugh.
Look at this grandmother being forced to hold a Hamas terrorist rifle as he takes a picture with her. This is inhumane. Inhumane.
I mean, is that not hilarious? I mean, savages, all these things he says. And you'll see him in this compilation as well. Because while this is going on in his country, this guy's in America. I wonder why. He's not over there trying to help his people. He's in America using the same talking points on every single channel. NBC, ABC, Fox News, of course, who are in on it. All of them are in on it, using the same talking points because they need to brainwash and convince Americans to support Israel, a.k.a. the synagogue of Satan. Listen.
You know, we talked about 9/11. I think this is worse than 9/11 for Israel in some important respects. First, just in sheer proportionality, it's about like 25,000 Americans being killed if you take the proportions of our populations respectively. Second is, you know, we didn't have hostages being held after 9/11. Third, we didn't have rockets raining down our entire country. Our entire country wasn't in bomb shelters. And fourth, we didn't have a mass mobilization of every military age male over the age of 18, which is what Israel is undergoing right now. So in so many respects, this is so much more devastating for Israel than even we experienced after 9/11.
Well, the battle continues, Maria, and that's what folks need to understand, is this isn't just another Middle East uprising or kind of, you know, violence as usual in the Middle East, because I think a lot of folks are somewhat numb to hearing it all. This is an all-out war. This was their 9/11.
The war in Israel has Jewish people all across the world on high alert. Here in Roanoke, one local synagogue tells me they're still in shock days later.
What happened in Israel is Israel's 9/11.
And I call this massacre that happened in the southern of Israel is even worse than 9/11. This is our 9/11. And my daughter is one of them.
I hope everyone understands 600 fatalities in Israel proportionally is like having here 20,000 American fatalities. 20,000 people who are being butchered, massacred by these savage terrorists. It's our 9/11. We should all understand it. It's our 9/11, and from today on, things will never be in Israel as they were.
Well, Shara, it's just a reminder of the horrific circumstances that Israel lives in and is surrounded by, and the human loss of life is quite staggering. As people have rightly said, this is Israel's 9/11 moment, and Australia, every Australian remembers where they were at the time of the 9/11 attacks.
And I said here on the air a few hours ago that this is Israel's 9/11. And I think a lot of people who are watching us now remember what happened after 9/11, what the United States did after 9/11, went after Al-Qaeda.
Hearing that Hamas may publicly execute civilians, including potentially Americans. If this were to happen, I imagine the wail of mothers around the world might be heard.
We are grieving, we are stunned, and we are angry here in Israel. As we've been reporting on All Israel News, this is the Pearl Harbor of Israel. This is the 9/11 of Israel. It's a colossal intelligence failure, but the issue now is getting our hostages back and crushing and eliminating Hamas once and for all. This has gone on too long. The death toll was too high. We're over 900 Israelis murdered now in the last 4 days. Compared to your population in the United States, that would be equivalent to almost 30,000 Americans killed in a 4 day period. Imagine the emotional toll. Yeah. and the calls for, you know, justice if that were to happen. This is 10 times worse right now than 9/11.
In a packed Houston synagogue.
This is Israel's 9/11.
A strong condemnation of terror attacks by Hamas militants.
This is the murder of Jews simply because they are Jews.
Now, some are calling this Israel's 9/11. And of course, when 9/11 happened, there was a seismic shift in the world. You've actually written books about this. What are the possible consequences of the past 24 hours?
In terms of scale, Israel has just experienced its 9/11. In terms of shock, Israel has just experienced its Pearl Harbor.
They counted 260 bodies. This is unimaginable. This is, as someone said, our 9/11. This is war, and we have to consider it as a war.
And this is precisely why this atrocity is Israel's 9/11. From now, nothing will be as it was. I promise you.
It is by far the worst day in Israeli history. Never before have so many Israelis been killed by one single thing, let alone enemy activity, on one day. And if you're Americans and want to compare this to something in American history, then this could be a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one.
It is the darkest day in our history. Never before have so many Israelis been killed by anything, and let alone enemy activity or terrorists, in one single day. And it's been said, but you could say that it is a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor together for us. For a country the size of Israel to sustain this amount of casualties, it is extremely difficult to explain.
Israeli military says the attacks launched by Hamas on Saturday are like the 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States. This is our 9/11, a spokesman said.
You have said that this attack of October 7th is your 9/11. Can you explain what that means to an American audience and what the scope of this is in your country?
Sadly, since I said it, it turned out to be 10 times bigger than 9/11, because till now we suffered 900 fatalities. So proportionally, because the Israel's population is smaller than 10 million people, it's like having more than 30,000 American fatalities.
Israel is a small country. Everyone knows someone.
Rabbi Berkowitz is knitting together support in the Contra Costa Jewish community in the face of what he called horrific attacks.
I'm getting news that people that I know, personally know, are no longer with us. They were brutally murdered, brutally slaughtered. And the news just keep coming. This is the 9/11 of the Israelis. This is the 9/11 of the Israelis.
The style of attack is barbaric. I mean, the visuals are ISIL visuals. In a way, this is our 9/11.
They were executed. They were shot point blank at the peace festival.
Another family member, Hillel Zalmnevich, was out for a bike ride Saturday morning.
Imagine you take, in a beautiful Saturday morning, a bike ride for fun, and that's it. You don't come back.
Hillel was missing for several days, but now...
Just a few hours ago, they informed me that they found the body, and he's now dead.
Beyond their own family, there's been so much more heartbreak.
Every day, every hour.
Just Wednesday, Sharon heard from her friend Talia that Talia's brother, his wife, and three kids had all been killed.
My friend sent me this picture.
Body bags.
Five body bags.
Now,
this is the same family, here and here. A soldier, the soldier who found them lined. The father, his brother,
was trying to protect,
them.
His
he was children. Holding his hands.
Trying to protect.
Around them, trying to protect.
Moshe and Sharon's son and her mother live in Israel too. The couple praying they all stay safe.
What can I do? I feel powerless.
After living in Israel themselves, they've seen conflict and carnage there before, but never anything quite like this.
This is a 9/11 moment for the Jewish Israeli people. We are sad, but we are also angry.
So was that enough clips for you to see that the depth of this and how brainwashing works and how even the people who present themselves as parents are agents and operatives pretending of their children were involved in these things? They make them up, their children, George Glass, etc. People out there, the problem getting over this level of deception is that people don't believe that there's human beings that could be this wicked. And I keep saying that to you about true crimes and serial killers, right? People believe that. They believe, oh, Jeffrey Dahmer and this and that. I'm not saying that those stories aren't true. Of course, those are CIA operatives as well. But they don't believe that a country or a government is a bunch of serial killers at work. And they are. Just worse. Sicker. Think of the sickest serial killers on steroids, or as they like to say, 10 times September 11th. Yeah, the same people responsible for September 11th, the same people who supposedly are the victims now. Oh, that's just so sad. Of course, you see this guy Erdogan showing up. Where is he showing up? Oh, he's showing up with all the same puppets in the United States government, like Kathy Hochul. And you see how this is beginning to be a deception of conservatives as well. Now, I know Hochul's a liberal, et cetera, complete monster, clueless piece of garbage. But the conservatives are now being herded into this because of the deception of Israel, not knowing what Israel is, not knowing the state of Israel, thinking that, oh, it's just because people just suddenly look at Jewish people and don't like Jewish people. They're not Jews. They're fake Jews. They're of the synagogue of Satan. Okay, Israel is spiritual. We are spiritual Israel. For crying out loud, they've hijacked the area that we would consider holy land over there by Jerusalem. They've hijacked it. The Rothschilds took it over. That's what's going on, right? That's what World War II really ended up being about. Or I should say World War I. I mean, these things with the Balfour Declaration go back to that time period. You watch my videos on the Balfour Declaration about how they took control of it. And then 1948 became a sovereign state or whatever they claim that it is. It became a military base. That's what it is. You know, it's a war machine. So back to the story, right? This is how mind control works. It's the most basic form. And that's why I put this piece together for you guys, so that you could see this, so you could see them all talking, right? You might say, well, you know, I don't know. Think about this, okay? How do these people who are on television, news anchors, they're saying this line. And then people on conservative channels are saying this line. Liberal channels are saying, mothers and people in synagogues in Texas, synagogues around the country, even heard rabbis, etc. It tells you that they're all in on it, obviously. They know what's going on. Their liberal world order and what it really is, which is a satanic world order led by the synagogue of Satan, right? Oh, so you're telling me that just a couple people in a small, we go from a small temple where they're saying, you know, some might say, or I've heard people say, or this is the new 9/11. Oh, okay. So you're in a small temple in a small town. You're repeating it. That person's repeating it. You're all getting on local news and then national news, right? A mother whose child was just butchered on national news, letting you know about her child and, oh, it's so tragic, but wants to make sure she gets the talking points in about 9/11. Because that, like I said in a previous video, they know that how Americans view 9/11. Because at the time we were told it was our Pearl Harbor. That's what we're told. Now we're being told with Israel that it's Pearl Harbor and September 11 combined, as you heard in some of the clips, throwing Pearl Harbor in, right? Because they want you in your mind to imagine the worst of the worst, because they can only show you so much fake news footage that they want you to just keep hearing it so that you remember the towers going down, et cetera, et cetera. And you'll say, but it's 10 times. Could you imagine something 10 times? Not two times, 10 times, right? They don't want you thinking about who's responsible for the towers going down, because every single person who is of truth has exposed Israel's connection to it. All one needs to do is look at those people dancing on the rooftops who are celebrating it. But of course, the road always leads back to Israel, and all facts and information led there. And like I also mentioned, they give you little tidbits of truth by making all these mainstream documentaries and then blaming it on money. Oh, it was about oil, right? And then that's what the alt-right talks about, right? The alt-right fully supports the beast. And that's why it's so important to know this stuff. But this video clip, I put all these together so you could see for yourself this machine working, like the Wayne's World clip, right? This is how we're in the position we're in. It's talking points, talking points. You hear a lie long enough and it becomes the truth. They're lying to your face, and then it becomes truth because you keep hearing the lie. And what's worse than that is that the people hear the lie and then repeat the lie. And it just spreads like an STD all over the world. And then everybody just suddenly doesn't even realize that you can't question Israel ever again. Ever. Why? Because we're at a time here where people are getting suspicious of what's going on, because there's too much going on at once. There's COVID. There's all this stuff with the perverted crap, with the transvestites getting in the schools, telling five-year-olds to cut off their penises, all of this stuff. People are starting to go, what is really behind this? This can't just be Democrats. This seems to be a worldwide thing. Who do you think's behind it? Who's behind controlling all the media? Oh, it's bigger than BlackRock. Who's Larry Fink? Oh, he's another shill for Israel. Another so-called Jew who isn't one. They all are. Read their teachings and their books to understand how wicked they are. And this is the propaganda machine at work right here. They don't expect you to ever watch their programming and be able to pick it apart like this and to show you those things over and over and over again. They didn't like it when the Sinclair things were done. And then they were like, you know what? Whatever. What did they do with that? They had Trump come out and support Sinclair. That's how they got people to just ignore Sinclair, because all the MAGA people just went, oh, all right, well, Trump supports it. Right? Because they use him to get this stuff pushed. Trump, of course, who is the number one Israel man, apparently, in the history of America. So keep an eye on that narrative. But this should wake people up. Ask yourself common sense-wise, where are they getting these talking points? Where? Where are these people coming from who have family members? And if they have family members who are dead from Hamas, then why are they on TV a day later talking about Hamas? And why, even if they're on TV, even if you want to believe that people who just go through these events want to show up on TV to talk, why are they using the same exact sentences, word for word, verbatim? Because they're not real. They are not suffering. They're liars and deceivers like their father, the devil. I thank everybody for being here on the website. I appreciate you all. I am going to likely upload this and take a strike on one of my channels, depending on, not now, maybe in the future. But this is website exclusive content. But I might share it over on YouTube because, you know, people need to hear about it and see it and start understanding this stuff. And this is what they don't want you to see in here, because these are simpler ways to wake people up, right? Which is what I'm trying to do so desperately, and they refuse to allow me to do, is just get people, pull them in, shake them, slap them in the face and say, wake up. Don't you see the pattern here? Use common logic. Stop believing everything you hear, especially Christians. These people are liars like their father. They lie about everything, and they make themselves the victim so you can't question them. I thank you guys for being here. Hope you're doing well. God bless all of you as always and your families.